This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. University of Colorado Regents heard from students, faculty, and community members Thursday advocating to ban concealed carry on its four campuses. Concealed carry has been allowed on CU campuses since 2012, when the Colorado Supreme Court ruled the university system's campus gun ban broke state law. Boulder student body president Rachel Hill urged the board to explore other options.
And I was across the street from the Boulder King Supers when a man massacred 10 of my neighbors. It's gonna keep happening unless we have the courage to do something about it.
The board agreed to further discuss the issue at an April committee hearing. Increases in the cost of housing in Colorado Springs are continuing to slow. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The number of homes for sale in the Pikes Peak region was down in January, just like in past months. Fewer homes were sold, too. They're also spending longer on the market, 50 days on average. That's up from 41 in December and a low of only 10 in June. The median price for a single-family home did tick up, however, to $445,000, up from $441,000 in December. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More than 30 arts organizations around Denver are getting nearly $2 million for programming. The Bonfils Stanton Foundation regularly gives grants to advance the arts in the city. This round's recipients include Access Gallery. It will get money to create economic opportunity for people with disabilities. CEO Cleo Parker-Robinson Dance will also receive funding. This is CPR News.